Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It's a little bit cooler than it was yesterday, but that doesn't mean the summer heat isn't here and early in Peoria, Illinois. The Colonels, 21-8. Tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball and currently owners of the second best record across all of minor league baseball. Get ready to go here in game three of a six-game set between the Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Peoria coming in at 12-17. They've lost their last eight games coming into play here today. Cedar Rapids winners of six of their last seven. The Colonels also have their best mark of the season now at 13 games over 500. Winners of six of their last seven. Yesterday, three Cedar Rapids Colonels pitchers combined to not allow an earned run, and Jefferson Morales belted an eighth-inning grand slam to fuel a 7-1 win over Peoria yesterday afternoon. The Colonels pitching staff has been amazing all season long. Right now, they own the second-best ERA in all of minor league baseball. They haven't given up an earned run in their last 21 innings of work, and they've posted a 0.28 ERA over their last 31 frames. The pitching staff for the Colonels has been fantastic, and today they'll match up against a lineup that has been anything but for Peoria. Over the span of their eight-game losing skid, the Peoria offense has struggled to get off the ground. The Chiefs have scored two runs or less in six straight games. They're averaging just 1.62 runs per game over the course of their losing streak. As a team, they're hitting just 188 here in May with a 29% strikeout rate. The long ball has not been there for Peoria. They have just three home runs in the month of May, and they have the fewest of the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids, of course, has been a little bit up and down, especially with the runner in scoring position mark that we've talked about from time to time throughout the season. But a few players have been really feeling it here in the month of May. One of them is catcher Jefferson Morales. Today, Morales will be playing left field for Cedar Rapids, and this month he has been fantastic, hitting .348 with an OPS about 25 points shy of 1,100. He's driven in 10 and scored 7 runs while smashing a double and 2 home runs here in the month of May. Jefferson has been fantastic for the Colonels here this season, especially in the later stages here of the month of May. The Colonels at 21-8. They are 9-5 on the road now here this season. The Peoria Chiefs came into this series 10-2 at home. They've lost the first two games of the series. Cedar Rapids pitching staff has been very, very good. Today, it will be Aaron Rozek taking on Logan Gregg in a matchup between two pitchers who are kind of hoping to get back onto the right swing of things. Aaron Rozek has struggled a little bit for the Colonels, allowing two home runs in each of his last three outings. Logan Gregg, on the other side of things, has been pretty solid. He's got five innings in each of his last two outings for Peoria, allowing seven hits in total over those 10 innings of work and striking out 10. Gregg, of course, was knocked around by the Colonels for six runs on 10 hits back on April 24th. He struck out two batters and walked none in that outing. Gregg won't walk many. He keeps the ball in the strike zone for the most part. A good changeup for the big right-hander, formerly out of Oklahoma State. So Gregg will see what he can do against the Colonels here in his third start against Cedar Rapids this season. We'll be back in a bit here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. When we return, Cedar Rapids right-hander Sean Mooney, fresh off of his first win of the season, joins us when we return right here on the Colonel's Leadoff Show.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonel's Leadoff Show. We're joined by yesterday's winning pitcher, Sean Mooney, after a very nice outing. Sean, how are we doing here today?
Yeah, I'm doing good today. Recovered pretty well from yesterday, so just happy that I'm staying healthy.
Well, it was a fun one yesterday, Sean. Really, really hot and 6,000 screaming kids in attendance. How do you feel you responded to both the heat and all those external factors of the kids yelling around?
The heat was kind of tough. First inning, had long first at bat, kind of felt gassed, but you know, I just kept going and used some adrenaline. And with all the little kids, I actually have four younger siblings, so I'm kind of used to the loud noise. So that was all right.
Did they all get pretty loud at your starts when you were growing up?
Not really, no.
Sean, yesterday it was a lot of fun to watch. Five innings for you. You pounded the strike zone up near, I think, an 80% strike rate, right around in that vicinity. Your thoughts on how well you commanded your pitches yesterday?
That was definitely the best command I had all year. Mark and Richard have been working on some delivery stuff with me. I think I was staying back, loading a little bit better, and just giving myself more time to just get out in front and just attack the strike zone.
Do you feel you stayed on script pretty well yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Me and Charlie stuck to the scouting reports, used everything as we thought we needed to, and we had good results with that.
The bats came through again for Cedar Rapids yesterday. It's been a fun start to this series. The pitching has been outstanding all the way through, but now the bats are starting to get going as well. Talk to me about the energy of this club right now. 21 wins, winners of six of your last seven. How much fun has it been?
Oh, it's definitely fun. It kind of feels like we're back in college, playing having fun, playing well, playing good baseball, and just the group of guys are great to be around. A lot of us were down in Fort Myers last year, so we all know each other. A lot of us came in together, so it's definitely been fun to be around.
This pitching staff has been so much fun to watch for Cedar Rapids. They haven't allowed an earned run in their last 21-some innings. It's a sub-1 ERA over the last 30-some. Sean, break down this pitching staff for me. As a pitcher, what do you think works so well for this group?
I think we all just go out there and compete really well. We're all just trying to attack the strike zone. We know ourselves really well. We know our pitching profile, so we know what we have to do to get guys out. I think we're just trusting ourselves, trusting the catchers behind the plate, trusting the defense, and just attacking guys.
Yesterday, there were a lot of lefties in the lineup against, I think it was 7 and 9, batted from the left side of the plate. What were some things that you did to attack those left-handed hitters and have the success that you did against them?
I think I used 50% fastballs and then 50%, or 25 and 25 of changeup and slider. Kind of just attacked everyone, went at them. I know my stuff's good, so all I have to do is just get in the zone and kind of trust my stuff, trust the movement. And fortunate enough, everything was in the zone yesterday. Slider was moving, and so was the changeup. So I just kind of trusted everything.
Stuff-wise, was that about as well as you felt this season?
I think so, yeah. Velo was up, kind of what it was during spring training. Slider was in the zone, which it hasn't been all season, but I just trusted it yesterday. Trusted the changeup, and I think everything was pretty good yesterday.
Charlie Mack behind the plate for you, working pretty well. The two of you out there in that battery, what was that relationship like yesterday?
Me and Charlie, I threw to Charlie a lot last year. I really like throwing to him, and I mean, I just trust what Charlie puts down. I only had the shake a couple times. I actually balked on one of them because I got super confused with the pitch clock and everything. But Charlie was great yesterday. I really just trusted him. He knows the reports. So I know I don't have to think all that much out there.
Sean, I know you and John Stankwitz are reunited here. He
has been bugging you a little bit, I know, ahead of this interview. Talk to me about that relationship with him, with the two of you both being from the Northeast.
John and I didn't really know John growing up, but he went to Fordham, I went to St. John's, both in the city, New York City. We never played each other at school, didn't know each other until really he signed. And I met him last year during camp, talked a little bit, and then he was in rehab. I went with the muscles, and then I ended up in rehab halfway through the season, and we kind of had a relationship there just from being at the same time, doing play and catch and everything. But since then, like, our relationship's grown a lot. We talk every day, like, BS throughout the off season, and it's definitely a nice relationship to have someone from the same area, so just coming from the same place and kind of have the same backstory.
Sean, one last one for you here today. Obviously, an outstanding start your last time out with five innings here against Peoria to pick up your first win of the season. What are some things from the start that you're looking to take into the next outing next week?
Just trusting my stuff in the zone, just attacking the strike zone, knowing my stuff moves a lot and the movement's going to help me get out, swing and misses. So just attacking the strike zone is all I need to do.
Sean, thank you so much for your time here today. Congrats again on a great outing yesterday, and best of luck to you next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
They're back!
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
A warm evening for baseball here in Peoria. Let's meet your starting lineups as we welcome you back to the Colonels Leadoff Show. For the Peoria Chiefs, leading off in center field today will be Mike Antico, with Mac Chambers at short and Aaron Antonini DHing. LJ Jones hits cleanup today in left with Matt Chamberlain in right and Thomas Francisco at first. 7-8-9 goes Francisco Hernandez at second, Noah Mendlinger at third, and Zane Richardson behind the plate. Again, for Peoria, Antico, Chambers, Antonini, Jones, Chamberlain, Francisco, Hernandez, Mendlinger, and Richardson. For the Colonels, Anthony Prado leads off at second with Jefferson Morales in left. Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat third at third base today with Aaron Sabato at first. Seth Gray hits fifth as the designated hitter with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Wander Javier is at short. Alaric Soleri is in right. And Will Holland rounds out the starting nine in center. The pitching matchup today, once again, Aaron Rozek goes for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He'll duel the right-hander out of Oklahoma State, Logan Gregg. Rozek versus Gregg, a lefty versus a righty, respectively, for the Colonels and the Chiefs. Cedar Rapids tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball with 21. They're 21-8, taking on the 12-17 Peoria Chiefs, who are currently riding a six-game losing skid. Game three of the series, when we come back, right here on your home for the Colonels, the Colonels Baseball Network. This has been the Colonels Leadoff Show. Colonels, Chiefs, when we come back, right here from Peoria.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
There is a weekend in July, upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a gorgeous night in Peoria, Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs getting ready to go in Game 3 of a six-game series. Your Cedar Rapids Colonels are tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball with 21. They have the second-best record in all of minor league baseball as well at 21-8. Peoria has lost eight straight games, 12-17. Entering play here tonight. With a win today, the Colonels would guarantee at least a series split. They have yet to lose a series here in 2022. Put themselves in the driver's seat in this series with a win here this evening. Starting nine for the Colonels, Anthony Prado at second, Jefferson Morales in left. Christian Encarnacio and Strand will bat third at third with Aaron Sabato cleaning up at first. Seth Gray is the DH, Jair Camargo behind the plate. Wander Javier at short, Alex Soleri in right, and Will Holland rounds out the starting nine in center. Logan Gregg on the mound for the Peoria Chiefs. Seeing the Chiefs in their white tops, white pants, red numbering and lettering across the chest and on the back. Colonels in their road reds, the red tops, gold numbering and lettering, gray pants, and the navy blue caps. Play ball sign is given. We're underway here in Peoria as Prado fouls back the first pitch. Here from the right-hander, Logan Gregg. Four starts this season for Logan Gregg. All in all, he is 1-2. 4.91 ERA, 25 hits allowed in 22 innings of work. The 0-1 slider finds the outside edge, now 0-2. No balls and two strikes here to Anthony Prado. Ball one high and tight. Prado celebrated his 24th birthday yesterday. One of two Colonels to celebrate their birthdays this week. One ball missing outside, now 2-2. That 3-1 to count here. Second pitch called a ball here on Prado. Three balls and a strike. The right-hander Gregg ready. He'll kick and go. Swing and a miss. Now 3-2. Prado this season batting .271. Leads the Midwest League with 28 runs scored. He and Jefferson Morales both celebrating their birthdays this week. Half pitch, Prado swings and misses uncomfortably there. At a changeup from the right-hander Logan Gregg. There's the first down of the first inning. Logan Gregg has a punch out, and here is Jefferson Morales. Morales stepping into the box for Cedar Rapids. Morales, the Venezuelan backstop for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels made a transaction this afternoon. Gregg kicks and goes. First pitch high and tight, 1-0. Outfielder Kenny Taylor was promoted to Wichita. And in a corresponding move, Colonels added Kyler Fedko from Fort Myers. There's ball two up and in on Jefferson. Fedko is a pretty big addition for Cedar Rapids. He has been outstanding down in Fort Myers in Class A ball. 2-0, there's strike one on the outside edge. Coming back with a fastball at 93, there does Gregg. Fedko hitting .318 with an .888 OPS across 26 games down in Fort Myers. Two balls and a strike here to Jefferson. Drops over a curveball for strike two. Fedko not in the lineup today, of course, but he is available off the bench. He's in uniform here in Peoria. Two balls and two strikes on the way from Logan Gregg. High and tight, ball three. Jefferson swinging a really good stick here in the month of May. Batting .348, an OPS over 1,000. He's driven in 10 runs here this month. The grand slam yesterday. Payoff pitch way outside, and Jefferson Morales is on with the walk. Let's meet the defense today for Peoria. In the outfield, left to right, LJ Jones, Mike Antico, and Matt Chamberlain. Noah Mendlinger is at third with Thomas Francisco over at first. Mac Chambers, the shortstop. Francisco Hernandez is at second. And Zade Richardson, who celebrated his birthday a couple days ago, is behind the plate handling the right-hander Logan Gregg. First offering, Encarnacion and Strand is ripped foul down the third baseline. 0-1 here on the big right-handed slugger for Cedar Rapids. Encarnacion and Strand had a three-hit game yesterday. That raised his average to a cool 370. 27 RBI, six doubles, two triples, and five home runs. Encarnacion Strand sends one on the ground left side. A sliding stop by Chambers. He'll throw to second for one, and that's all they will get on the fielder's choice. Nice slide and spin there for Chambers at short to reel that ball in. He's aboard on that fielder's choice. Morales out at second. Now back in the first base, number 23, Aaron Sabato. Minnesota Twins first-round pick from 2020. He steps into the batter's box here on a warm May evening. First pitch curveball dumped over for strike one there from Logan Gregg. Quick check over to first. I don't think Encarnacion Strand was even off the bag over there at first base. Gregg just making sure that he's paying attention. Gregg ready here from the stretch. He misses high and tight on Sabato. Now one ball and a strike. Sabato this year hitting 176. Three doubles, four home runs. He's driven in 19. Trying to find some consistency at the plate. Looks at strike two in the inside edge. Sabato, sometimes you wonder if he isn't a little bit too selective at times. One ball and two strikes. He's going to have to fight to stay alive here. Gregg ready. He peers in. Kicks and goes. Well down and outside now. 2-2 here on Aaron Sabato. Colonels have won six of their last seven. Their pitching has been a big part of that. Right-hander at the ready here on the 2-2. There goes Encarnacion Strand. The pitch misses high and tight. Throw down to second is not in time. Encarnacion Strand steals a base. His fifth stolen base of the season, now 5-for-6. And that's a part of the game that I don't know if we necessarily expected to see much from Encarnacion Strand, but he has shown a willingness to run on the base paths. Put himself into scoring position here. A payoff pitch now to Sabato with Gray on deck. Stroked foul. Heading off towards the right side. A couple of fans moving out of the way. Count running full here on Aaron Sabato. Right-hander Logan Gregg at the ready. Takes a breath, he'll kick and fire. Swing and a miss. Sabato goes down on strikes. We move along to the home half of one. The Peoria starting nine when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from Pool Wishlist Builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Aaron Rozek, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Rozek gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids here in game three of the six-game set in Peoria. Here's the starting nine that the Chiefs will trot out against the Southpaw Rozac. Mike Antico leads off in center with Mac Chambers at short and Aaron Antonini DHing. L.J. Jones will back cleanup today and left with Matt Chamberlain in right and Thomas Francisco at first. Francisco Hernandez at second, Noah Medlinger at third, and Zane Richardson behind the plate, rounding out that starting nine for the Peoria Chiefs. Aaron Rozac this season, he's looking to right the ship a little bit. His first three starts were tremendous for Cedar Rapids. Rozac striking out 15, walking just one over his first three starts of the season. He won each of those first three, but he struggled a bit lately. As his season numbers have him at 3-1, a 5.82 ERA. First pitch on the way here to Antico is a strike in the inside corner. Rozac starting him off with a fastball. It's a four-pitch mix for the Colonel's lefty. Fastball, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. There's the curveball finding the knees for strike two on Mike Antico. No balls and two strikes here from Rozac. Way down and outside, 1-2. The Colonel's pitching staff has been a big factor in their success lately. They've not allowed an earned run in their last 21 innings. One ball, two strikes, sit down. Antico swings through a cutter there for out number one. Rozac striking out Antico there on that inner half fastball, and now Mac Chambers will get an opportunity, hitting 222 on the year.
Now batting the shortstop, number 18, Mac Chambers.
Chambers steps on in and takes ball one off the plate. Now this ball clobbered very foul off towards the left side. One ball and a strike here to Chamber. Rozac, the southpaw for Minnesota State Mankato, signed to a minor league contract in June of 2021 with the Twins. 1-1, there's strike two. Establishing that changeup is going to be big for him today. Both his home runs he allowed in his last start came on changeups. 1-2, foul back towards us. No diving try by anybody here in the press box to try and catch that ball. One ball and two strikes once again here from the Colonel's lefty. Rozac gets a sign he wants, so kick and fire. Low and outside on the changeup. No bite from Chambers. Rozac came to Minnesota from the Frontier League where he was pitching with the Schaumburg Boomers. 2-2. Up high and a fastball. Chambers doesn't chase. The count runs full. Rozac's last outing was one of the most difficult starts he's had in his career as a professional. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Chambers, tipping a really good little cutter there into the mitt. Rozac strikes out Chambers, and now Aaron Antonini will step in. A couple of early strikeouts for Rozac. We'll say the last one was on the changeup. And here's Aaron Antonini, another left-hander to face the Colonel's lefty. Rozac this year has been better against lefties than righties. First offering to Antonini, fouled away, 0-1. Rozac is 7.66. Opponent OPS against lefties, a 918 OPS for righties. There's strike two on the edge. Back-to-back cutters here against the left-handed hitting Antonini. Jair sets up outside the 0-2. Up high now, 1-2. Defensively for the Colonels in the outfield left to right, Morales, Holland, and Soleri. Encarnacion strand at third, Sabato at first. Javier and Prado are up the middle. There's a 1-2 from Rozac. Breaking ball lifted out towards left. Straight away for Jefferson. He moves over to his right, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Aaron Rozac strikes out two. A 15 pitch. Three up, three down first. To the top half of two we go. Gray, Camargo, and Javier with the comeback.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125pros@work.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will step in to lead us off here in the top half of the second. A hot one here in Peoria. The Colonels and the Chiefs are scoreless through one complete. Logan Gregg on the hill. His first offering to Gray, low and outside for ball one. 1-0 here to the Colonels' third baseman. Gray DHing today. He'll play third, he'll play first, he'll play left. He'll play wherever you need him to stay in the lineup as he looks at strike one on the inside corner. Gray has been a pretty good piece for the Colonels in their lineup the last couple of years. 1-1. Cut on through now, 1-2. Got a very small cup of coffee. Not a grande or a venti back in 2019 with Cedar Rapids. One ball, two strikes. Seth uncorks one out to deep right, and that'll hook foul. Got a little cup of coffee with the Twins with the Colonels in 2019. Spent most of the season with the E-Town Twins. Spent all of last year in CR. The 1-2 fouled back over the sweets to our left. This season, Seth is hitting .247, getting on base at a .383 clip. 9 RBI, 4 doubles, and a home run. One ball and two strikes. Gregg here to Gregg. High and outside. Now the count running to even at 2-2. Logan Gregg at 27 pitches here today, 15 for strikes. Rozak threw 15 in a 3-up, 3-down first. 2-2. Called strike three in the inside corner. Gray knew it. So walked back to the Colonel's dugout. And now Jair Camargo will get an opportunity. Here for Cedar Rapids. Camargo, the right-handed hitting catcher. Jair from Barranquilla, Colombia. Right-hander Gregg kicks and fires. Now Camargo sculls a ball foul. Up towards the right side. Jair is on a good stretch. Quietly riding an 8-game hitting streak. 10 for his last 5 here on the road trip with a homer and 2 RBI. Big swing and a miss at a curveball. Count runs to 0-2 from Logan Gregg. No balls, two strikes. Here on the way from the right-hander, Gregg. Camargo looks at ball one outside, now 1-2. Right-hander, Gregg peers on in. Ready now on Jair. Wave and a miss. Down goes Camargo, back-to-back strikeouts. 3-4 Logan Gregg to open up the second, and now Wander Javier. Javier, the right-handed hitting shortstop for Cedar Rapids from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 23 years of age. He'll turn 24 in December. First offering here from Gregg to Wander. Fouled back, 0-1. Javier taking a big hack at that inner half fastball. 6 extra base hits this year for Javier. 5 doubles, a home run, and 7 RBI. Blocked a couple of times yesterday. Now Javier sends a ball out towards center field. Antico drifting back. He'll get underneath and put it away for out number three. As we move along to the whole half of two here on the Colonels Baseball Network, no score. Just one base runner so far in the ballgame for either side. LJ Jones, Matt Chamberlain, and Thomas Francisco when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is strength and conditioning coach Jake Needham, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Four, five, and six for the Peoria Chiefs here in the home half of two. Cedar Rapids and Peoria are scoreless on a very, very warm evening here in Peoria. Aaron Rozek on the hill for Cedar Rapids. His first offering is a strike in the inside corner. Starting LJ Jones off with a changeup. No balls and a strike to a big, powerful right-handed hitter. The 0-1. Oh, big, big swing and a miss there. A good curveball as the count goes to 0-2. Jones, five doubles this year. And right before Rozek started to move, time was called. No balls, two strikes. None away here in the home half of two. Rozek kicks and goes. This ball ripped down the left field line. This is carrying a while, and that'll take a quick hop and bounce three times before striking the wall. Throw in from left field is a little bit far off the second base bag from Morales. Prado ranging off the bag to pull it in. It's a double for LJ Jones. He got a fastball up in the zone and hit it pretty well. That'll bring up Matt Chamberlain. Matt Chamberlain digging in here for Peoria, the left-handed hitting right fielder, batting 218 this year. Man out there in scoring position for him with none away. First pitch curveball over for strike one there from Rozek. Rozek at the ready. LJ Jones off a second. He'll kick and fire on the 0-1. Oh, a good curve over for strike two. No score. 0-2. Sit down. He puts away Chamberlain with a good changeup for out number one. Rozek with his third strikeout today. There's a good start to work around that double for Jones. Jones with his sixth double of the season. We've talked about Peoria's struggles here lately. They're scoring 1.6 runs per game during their eight-game losing skid. Rozek rocks and deals. Big swing and a miss there to first pitch slider. 0-1 here to Francisco. Jones off a second. Rozek ready here on the 0-1. A little look back, now he'll go. High and outside on the fastball at 90. Jair Camargo calls a pretty good game behind the plate. Colonels are certainly counting on another solid start. Their starting pitching has been tremendous this year. as a whole, the pitching staff, the second best in terms of ERA in all of minor league baseball. This 1-1 offering popped up right side, foul ground. He's for out number two. Rozek doing a very good job of working back after that double. Quick strikeout and a pop out. And now Francisco Hernandez will dig in for Peoria. Rozek with his glove at the belt. He's ready, kicks and goes. There's ball one down and outside. Change up there at 81 from Rozek. Aaron gets a sign he wants. Now on the 1-0. Called strike one on the inside edge. Rozek has been pretty good with runners on this season, holding hitters to a 229 average compared to a 300 mark with nobody on base. One ball, one strike. Big swing and a miss there, a filthy slider. Back footing Hernandez, one ball, two strikes, two down here in the second. Rozek's stuff looks pretty good today. Left-hander gets a sign he wants from Jair. Here comes the 1-2. Missing just low. Another good slider there from Rozek as the count goes to 2-2. Noah Mendlinger awaits on deck. Hernandez in the right-handed batter's box. Rozek the southpaw. Kicks and deals on the 2-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Camargo blocks it up. He'll throw a strike down to first for out number three. To complete that strikeout, Aaron Rosa. A very nice job of battling back after the double. Four punch-outs through two scoreless. To the third we go. Soleri, Holland, and Prado right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Minnesota Twins second round pick, Alaric Soleri, will step in here to face Logan Gregg in the top half of the third. For the Colonels, 8-9 in top. First offering, a big swing and a miss. 0-1 here to Al. Alaric Soleri from the University of Tennessee. Also played a season of junior college baseball at San Jacinto North. 0-1, call, just missed down and in. One ball and one strike there on the change piece. From the right-hander Logan Gregg. 1-1, cut on through there on a fastball at 93. Quickly, Soleri falling behind, 1-2. Gregg ready here, he'll rock and fire, missing outside on a fastball at 94. Around the rest of the Midwest League, West Michigan leads Beloit 8-2 in the top half of the eighth. 2-2 to Soleri, bounced over the mound. This will be a tough play on the run, forehand play for Hernandez, and he'll throw across for out number one. Could have stabbed that ball to the backhand. Instead, he kind of ran past it a bit so he could glove it with that forehand and then threw it across his body for out number one. So Larry tapping out to second. Now the Colonel's nine batter, Will Holland, former Auburn shortstop, will step in. Holland has been swinging a good stick lately for Cedar Rapids. Two home runs in his last couple of weeks of play. Strike one on the inside edge. Lake County leads Great Lakes 1-0 in a battle of lakes. Fort Wayne up 3-0 on South Bend in the fourth. Strike two in the edge to Holland. Lansing leads Dayton 2-0. Quad City's up 1-0 on Wisconsin in the third. And of course here at Peoria, we are scoreless between the Colonels and the Chiefs. Time called by Holland at the plate. Greg at 41 pitches through 2 1/3. Aaron Rozak at 29 pitches through 2 complete. And a little cutter from Logan Gregg. 1-2 on the way here to Will Holland. Wave and a miss. He strikes out. Fastball at 94. Outer half of the plate. Will couldn't get bat on ball. And now Anthony Prado. 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Will step in against Logan Gregg. Prado, 24 years old. It's his seventh round pick back in 2019 out of UConn. Now, the Colonels have three members of that 2019 UConn team on their roster now with the addition of Fedko with his promotion. Of course, you have Prado, Fedko, who was a true freshman in 2019. 1-0 here to Prado, skied foul. And Pat Winkle, who is currently on the injured list for Cedar Rapids, the catcher, Pat Winkle. One ball and one strike here to Prado. Up high now, 2-1. Winkle is one of two position players on the injured list right now for Cedar Rapids, along with Junior Severino. 2-1 here on the way to Prado. Inside now, 3-1. You wouldn't mind a two-out walk to Prado. It would put Morales in the box with a man on base. Three balls and one strike here from Logan Gregg. Called strike two. On the outside corner, Prado not really happy about that. Kind of looks back. Now he'll call for time. Payoff pitch here from Logan Gregg. Right-hander with a little shake. Another one. Now he kicks and goes on the 3-2. Wave and a miss. Prado strikes out swinging as we move on to the home half of three as Prado strikes out on the cutter. Bedlinger, Richardson, and Antico when we return. Home half of three, no score here in Peoria.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Aaron Rozak back on the hill here for the Colonels as Mendlinger shows bunt, pulls back and takes strike one on the outside corner. Rozak looking to match the right-hander Logan Gregg for another inning of work. Gregg is at a 39% called strike whiff percentage. Strike two. The knees on Mendlinger there on a good curveball from Rozak. No balls, two strikes. Rozak kicks and deals. Sit down. He puts away Mendlinger with another breaking ball. His fifth strikeout of the day. Big wave and a miss there by Mendlinger. The slider that time from Rozak to put away the left-handed bat. And now Zane Richardson. Digs into the batter's box here for Peoria. Richardson has really struggled this year, batting below 100. It's an 0.77 batting average for Richardson as he looks at ball one just low. Rozak starting him off with a changeup. Big swing and a miss at another change. Now 1-1. Some scores around Major League Baseball today. The Minnesota Twins didn't do so hot. One ball and one strike here from Rozak. Fouled away now 1-2. In their completion of last night's game, the Twins lost 11-3. And then in game two, 5-0. The Astros taking care of business over Minnesota. 1-2, half swing, popped out of the mid of Camargo, who picks it up, and he's standing right in front of Richardson. He'll just lower down as maybe a linebacker would, standing behind the line of scrimmage, and then slap a tag on Richardson as Zane just kind of stared at him. A strikeout swinging for Rozak, making six strikeouts now today. Mike Antico will dig in 0-1 with a strikeout. Here's today, piling up the punch-outs. Combined 12 strikeouts in this game, each hurler with six of them today. Small one inside on Antico. Two away here in the third. Rozak ready, he'll kick and deal. Wave and a miss now, 1-1. One ball and one strike here from the southpaw. Breaking ball down and in now, 2-1 here to Mike Antico. Antico's collegiate teammate, Sean Mooney from St. John's, threw five strong innings for Cedar Rapids yesterday. Picking up the win in that 7-1 Colonels win. Strike two with the knees to Antico. Two balls and two strikes. Rozak looking into Jair. He'll kick and fire. Sit down. Rozak punches out the side here in the third. Freezing Antico with a changeup on the outside corner. Aaron Rozak with seven strikeouts through three scoreless. He's allowed just one hit. Morales, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato when we come back. Top four, no score here in Peoria.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today. Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
We're scoreless through three innings complete here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids in the very first pitch, tagged out to deep left field. This is hooking, and it is foul. Ooh, that looked very close there on the line. Regardless, it wouldn't have been a home run, but it could have been extra bases for Jefferson as it banged hard off the left field wall. Here in Peoria, the foul line climbs up the wall, and then you have the foul pole at the top of the wall. So this field is kind of dug into a hill in a sense. You have to really look closely down that line. 0-1 the count here on Jefferson. Maybe 1 or 2 feet more to the right, and Morales is standing on second base. 0-1. Now Morales with an excuse me swing lined up the middle and passed to lunging Hernandez. Dunked in for a base hit. The Colonels have their first hit here of the ballgame. And for Jefferson, definitely an excuse-me swing. He kind of checked it a third of the way through, but when you're hot, you find barrels, and Morales has certainly been hot here for the Colonels in the month of May, hitting well over 370. He's now been on base twice today with a single and a walk. Here is Christian Encarnacion Strand. The Colonels left fielder Morales stepping off the first base bag, and Encarnacion Strand digs in. The first offering yanked down the left field line, and that's down for a base hit. Morales around second. He'll slam on the brakes and turn back. Back-to-back singles open up this first inning for Cedar Rapids. Morales nearly took another tumble there at second base. For whatever reason, the dirt about 3 to 4 feet past second base doesn't like Jefferson Morales. On turf fields, you call it the turf monster. Here, I think it's just a dirt monster that doesn't like Jefferson. He wiped out the other day trying to turn at second and go to third. And now here tonight, just about fell on his backside. Managed to stay upright, though. The Colonels with two men on, none down here in the fourth. And the first pitch to Sabato, cut on through. And on a changeup, 0-1. This is a spot here where you would love to see Sabato come through with a big hit. 19 RBI this year, that's tied for the second most on the team. When he knocks in runs, he tends to do it in bunches. Sabato fouls the 0-1 away, now 0-2. For Sabato, he has 6 multi-RBI games here this season. Drove in 5 runs back on April 16th. At Quad Cities, 0-2. Down and away. Change up there from Greg. 1-2. We knew coming in, he's thrown it aggressively to right-handed hitters today. 1-2 to Sabato. Called strike 3 in the inside corner, and Sabato kind of knew it as he straightens up a little bit, taking that 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the inside corner. And now Sabato, what is he barking at? Who is he barking at? Did Sabato just get tossed? Sabato just got tossed. Looks like Sabato just got ejected by our home plate umpire, Justin Juska. Sabato barking a little bit here as he'll linger around the batter's box. It's our first ejection here of the season for Cedar Rapids. Sabato, I didn't see him say anything. He must have said something under his breath. Sean Schlechter coming out to make sure Sabato heads back to the dugout. Juska will get some help from Levine. Dinkelman arguing here with Juska. That's a big spot for an umpire to eject the cleanup hitter in the fourth inning of a baseball game. I'm sure Dinkelman saying something along the lines of that. And here's something, too. Seth Gray, who has played every single game at first base when Sabato doesn't play first, is DHing today. So you can't really put Gray at first base now if you're Cedar Rapids. So Aaron Sabato ejected here in the fourth inning. Maybe a frustration, something under his breath, but no matter what it is, as mentioned, Sabato has been ejected. It's the first Colonels ejection here of the season. Gray takes ball 1 down and in. 2 men aboard with 1 down. Logan Gregg ready from the belt. He'll kick and go. Inside now 2-0. Going to be interesting to find out what what exactly was said there. Right-hander Greg working here, still in some trouble. Now the 2-0 scalded out to deep right center field. This ball traveling a while, and it'll one-hop off the wall. Morales will score. Encarnacion Strand racing around third. It's a two-run double for Seth Gray, and Cedar Rapids scores first here in Peoria. Seth Gray with his fifth double here of the season. RBI number 10 and 11, rocketing that ball out to deep right center. Plating both Morales and Encarnacion Strand. Jefferson, his 11th run of the season. Encarnacion Strand, number 19. 107 miles an hour off the bat. They're on that double for Seth Gray. Now Jair Camargo will dig in against Logan Gregg, the first out. Cedar Rapids up early here, 2-0 on Peoria. Three hits, all of them here in the fourth. 0-1. Camargo lines a base hit into right. That'll move Gray ahead to third base. How about four hits in the first five at-bats of the fourth inning here for Cedar Rapids? Jair Camargo extends his hitting streak to a season-high 9 games. That's the longest hitting streak that any Colonel has had this season. Now Wander Javier will step in. Justin Juska ejecting Sabato. First offering here to Wander is a strike at the knees. 0-1 from Logan Gregg, 92 on that fastball. Seth Gray with a two-run double, then Camargo with a single to put men on the corners. 0-1 from Logan Gregg. Now Wander lines a base hit into right, and the Colonels lead 3-0. The throw goes into second, and the tag applied by Chambers. Jair Camargo overran second base. And as he was hopping back to the bag, a perfect throw by Chamberlain. Chambers crossing in front, slapping a tag on Camargo. There for out number two. Still a single for Wander Javier to play to run. Seth Gray scoring. Camargo to second, and then he's tagged out. 9-6. So two down here in the inning. The Colonels running into it out on the base paths. Man on first for Alaric Solari. First offering chopped foul down towards the Colonel's bullpen. 0-1 from Logan Gregg to Al Solari. 3-0 Cedar Rapids. For Wander Javier, that's his eighth RBI here of the season. He now extended his on-base streak to 15 games for Wander Javier. 0-1 from Gregg. Called strike two in the end. Javier, a leadoff of first. They'll snap the throw over. It's back in time. Five hits in the inning for the Colonels. Five of the first six men have reached. There are two down, a strikeout, and then Camargo thrown out on the base paths. 0-2 from Gregg to Solari. Al hits a line shot right at the second baseman Hernandez for out number three. But the Colonel strike first. Three runs on double for Gray and an RBI single from Al Solari. From Wander Javier. We'll see how the Colonels shake things up defensively when we come back. Looks like Willie Joe Gary Jr. is headed to the outfield. The full defensive switches after that Sabato ejection when we return.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help. Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
We do have the defensive changes for you after that Aaron Sabato ejection. The Colonels leading 3-0, heading to the home half of four. A three-run top half of the fourth inning for Cedar Rapids, a two-run double for Seth Gray, and an RBI single for Wander Javier, making it 3-0 Cedar Rapids here over the Peoria Chiefs in the bottom half of the fourth. And Rozek on the hill. Christian Encarnacion Strand moves from third to first base. Rozek with strike one on the inside corner. A fastball at 87 from Rozek, the 0-1. Bounce towards third, backhanded by Anthony Prado. He'll throw across the diamond in time for out number one. A good stretch by Encarnacion Strand on the back end. One down here in the fourth as Aaron Antonini will step in. So Prado is at third now. He moves from left field to third base. Pardon, from second to third base. Alex Solari goes from left field to second. Nope, from right field to second. Alex Solari goes from right field to second base. Prado from second base to third. And Encarnacion Strand going from third to first base. And then Willie Joe Gary Jr. is the new man out there. He's in right, taking the cleanup spot for Sabato after the big man was ejected. 1-0 from Rozek. His breaking ball fouled back. Now one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Bounced foul. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rozek to Antonini. Time is calling here at home plate. So the Colonels with a three spot, three runs on five hits in the top half of the inning. And with how difficult it has been for Peoria to score runs, the 1-2 off the plate now, 2-2. This might seem almost too far to reach for Peoria. Two balls, two strikes. Rozek looking in here on Antonini. This ball lifted out towards left field. It's a long run in for Jefferson, and that'll land in front of him. He'll knock it down with the glove, and then Prado will pick it up. Fired into the cutoff man, Wander Javier. It's a bloop single for Antonini, just the second hit off of Rozek today. LJ Jones now here for Peoria, one for one with a double. Rozek today with seven strikeouts. First pitch cut on through. 0-1 here to LJ Jones. Good change up there from Rozek. Aaron from the belt here on the 0-1. Wave and a miss there. Another filthy changeup. 0-2 here on LJ Jones. Big right-handed bat from Long Beach State. 0-2 on the way here from Aaron Rozek. Sit down. He puts him away with another changeup. Why not triple up on the changeup to strike out LJ Jones? Eight punchouts now for Rozek through 3 2/3. Rozek pitched in college at Minnesota State Mankato. Minnesota State playing in the NSIC tournament today. First pitch is a good breaking ball over for strike one on Matt Chamberlain. Ironically, Minnesota State Mankato playing against my alma mater, St. Cloud State, in the NSIC tournament. That game was delayed in the sixth. The 0-1. off the plate now, 1-1. And I don't think they're going to resume it today because at the conference tournament site out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rolled through and knocked down the left field wall. One ball and one strike. Down and outside, now 2-1. That was in the sixth inning of that ball game. Crazy weather here in the Midwest, per usual. Two balls and a strike from Aaron Rosen. Half swing, yes he did, says Juska. And now the runner off first is moving. Jair will throw down to second, and they have Antonini out by a mile. I don't know what Antonini was thinking there. He just kind of was jogging down towards second. Camargo picked it up. He's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? He threw a strike down to Wander Javier, who applies the tag. There goes a caught stealing to end the fourth. Aaron Rozak threw four scoreless. Eight punchouts, just two hits allowed. Holland, Prado, and Morales. 3-0 Colonels when we come back.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
They're back!
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland will lead things off here in the top half of the fifth inning as Cedar Rapids leads Peoria 3-0 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. An outstanding start so far for Aaron Rozak. He's worked four scoreless innings, eight strikeouts for Cedar Rapids. Will Holland digs in against Logan Gregg. First pitch breaking ball over for strike one. Holland is a right-handed hitter for Cedar Rapids. Oh, one outside now, one ball and one strike.
Now batting number three,
hitting .238, .358 on base percentage. 25 games played this season. He has driven in seven runs. Now Holland sends a ball out towards left field. LJ Jones coming underneath, and he'll make the squeeze for out number one. Will Holland flying out to left for the first down here, the fifth. And now Anthony Prado. 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Prado playing third base now today. Started out the game at second, then had to get moved. Second to third with that Aaron Sabato ejection. The first pitch to Prado is laced towards second and into right field. A big turn at first for Prado. He'll jog back to the bag. I think Francisco Hernandez thought that was going to hit off the mound. I don't know what he did, but he jumped to his right and the ball went to his left. He must have gotten a terrible read on that ground ball. Regardless, it's a base hit for Prado. Now with one away in the fifth, the Colonels have a man on base. Prado extends his on-base streak to 10 games. Right-handed hitting, Jefferson Morales digs in. His first offering fouled over our heads, 0-1. Prado has been the most prolific base stealer on the Colonels roster this season. Eight stolen bases and 12 tries. Morales on base twice today, one for one with a single and a walk. Pops this up right side, foul territory. Zade Richardson throws away his mask. He's called off by Thomas Francisco, who will make the squeeze for out number two. Logan Gregg will now work against Christian Encarnacion Strand. Playing first base now for the first time this season. By necessity as opposed to by design. Logan Gregg with a glove at the belt. Working here on Encarnacion Strand. First offering fouled away, 0-1. Prado over there at first, looking down to Brian Dinkelman, getting some signs. Jairo Rodriguez, the Colonel's first base coach, chatting with Prado. 0-1 from Gregg to Encarnacion Strand. Low and outside now, 1-1. Gregg is at 74 pitches. Looks like Wilfredo Pereira will start to move around down in the Chiefs' bullpen. One ball and one strike. Gregg with the glove at the belt. He'll check over. Back in time is Prado. You know, Prado was watching a lot of playoff hockey yesterday. New York Rangers are in the playoffs and the Islanders aren't, so got to root for somebody in your area. The 1-1 swung on and fouled off of Zane Richardson, and then the foul ball skipped off of Richardson and landed in front of us. In the stands. One ball and two strikes here on the way to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Gregg ready here from the belt. He will kick and go. Swing and a miss. Down goes Encarnacion Strand. He strikes out swinging for the third out of the fifth. Logan Gregg threw five innings of work for Peoria. Three runs, eight strikeouts, six hits and a walk. To the home half of five we go. Chamberlain, Francisco, and Hernandez right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 3-0, Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels at the good times roll. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
We're back here in the home half of five. Cedar Rapids leading 3-0 on Peoria. Matt Chamberlain will step in for the Chiefs, 0-1 today with a strikeout. Just keeping a tab on that Colonels' incredible pitching run that they've been on. As Rozek misses down and outside with a slider. What a no to Chamberlain. The Colonels have now kept their opponents from scoring an earned run in their last 25 innings of play. The 1-0 lined into right center field. Chamberlain is on. He'll take a turn at first. He wants to, but then he'll slam on the brakes and return to first base. It's a single. Thomas Francisco will get an opportunity. 0-1 today with the flyout. The Colonels have not allowed an earned run over their last 25 innings of play. And with this three-run lead, it almost feels, in a sense, insurmountable, I'm sure, for Peoria. First pitch popped up. Right center, very shallow. Back on it is Javier, and he'll make the squeeze for out number one. Well, that's a good start here with the man on base for Rozek to put away Francisco. And now Francisco Hernandez will dig in, 0-1 with a strikeout today. Peoria has scored two runs or less in six straight games. They're averaging 1.6 runs per game over the course of their eight-game losing streak. Rozek kicks and goes. First pitch is a strike to Hernandez on the inside corner. Rozek with eight strikeouts so far for Cedar Rapids, pitching very well. No walks, three hits. The 0-1. Missing high now, 1-1. Rozek with that fastball at 87. He's kind of been about 89, top of 90 today. One ball and one strike here from the left-hander. Chamberlain dancing at first. Rozek will check over. Colonels with six hits today, three for Peoria. Two-run double from Seth Gray and a Wander Javier RBI single in the fourth is the difference in this game. 1-1, a good changeup on the outside corner. Now 1-2. Rozek here to Hernandez. Chamberlain off of first. Rozek ready here on the 1-2. Up high, Jair snaps one back to first. The tag by Encarnacion Strand, not in time. Chamberlain 3-for-6 on stolen bases this season. Jair has not yet picked off a runner, but boy, does he like trying to. He's got a very good arm behind the plate. 2-2. Sit down. Rozek freezes Hernandez with a good slider on the outside corner. There for out number two. Nine strikeouts now for Rozek. And Noah Medlinger will bat. The man on first and two away. Rozek is two punchouts away from matching his career best of 11. He has a season high nine strikeouts here today. First offering. Bobby Malacky just picked up a baseball and he'll start moving around in the Colonel's bullpen. Rozek here on the 1-0. Downstairs now two balls and no strike. Willie Joe Gary Jr., Seth Gray, and Jair Camargo will be the three to bat for Cedar Rapids in the sixth. Rozek gets 65 pitches here for the Colonels. 2-0, and then time called by Medlinger. Every time Rozek has completed five innings this year, he's earned the win. 2-0 breaker over for strike one. Good little slider there from Rozek. It's been slider heavy, fastball slider, a few curveballs, and plenty of changeups against righties. 1-2, fastball fouled back by Medlinger as the count runs even here at two balls and two strikes. Camargo and Rozek trying to figure out what spot they want to go to here. Rozek will check over to first. Chamberlain back in time. Rozek with nine strikeouts today. Would love to make it 10 here to end the fifth. The 2-2, the lefty kicks and goes. Missing low and outside, a fastball at 88. Could not dot that outside corner. Count runs full here from Rozek. Chamberlain at first, two down, home half of five. Here's Rozek again on the 3-2. Fouled back. Little slider on the inside half. Medlinger just about had his hands cut off by that slider. Chamberlain will be moving on the 3-2. Encarnacion Strand playing in his back pocket there at first. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a foul off the mid of Camargo. Keeps the count full here at 3-2. Just three hits off of Rozek today. This is vintage Aaron Rozek. Really, really good secondary stuff. Plus command today. 70 pitches, 49 strikes. 3-2. This ball popped up right side. Over on it is Solari. He'll drift into the outfield grass. Now to his right, he'll put the squeeze on for out number three. Aaron Rowe, brilliant innings, 9 strikeouts, no walks, and just 3 hits. Willie Joe Gary Jr., Seth Gray, and Jair Camargo when we return. Top of 6, the Colonels on top, 3-0.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the 7th game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes! Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert! He's done it! He has done it! Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter!
Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free, colorful Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey fans, this is Joe Gary, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the 6th. Willie Joe batting for the first time tonight here in the 6th inning. He came in after Sabato was ejected. First pitch bunted foul by Willie Joe. Our first ejection of the season. Oh and 1 here to Willie Joe. Swing and a miss now, 0-2. Sabato ejected for what? I don't know. To us, it didn't look like Sabato said anything. He lingered a little bit there in the batter's box and then started walking away. The 0-2 swing and a miss by Willie Joe. He goes down on strikes for the first out of the 6th. Logan Gregg with his 9th strikeout of the day. 9 punch outs over 5 1/3, 6 hits, 1 walk, 3 earned. For Logan Gregg. 2 with a 2-run double. First offering down and in, and it'll skip off the catcher. Richardson now 1-0. Gregg, 80 pitches, 55 strikes. Rozak is at 71 pitches through 5 innings. I don't know if Malachi would get the ball in the 6th. My gut says yes, that they'd give the ball to Malachi here. But Rozak is, you know, at a manageable pitch count where he could probably go out for the 6th inning if they wanted to give him the ball. This ball too high on Gray. Logan Gregg is ready here on the 2-0. Right-hander kicks and fires. Seth looks at ball 3 off the plate. Three and 0. Here from Logan Gregg. Gray pops this up our way and out of play. Really good hitters count here to a dangerous power bat. Gray a standout at Wright State University. He's part of that massive contingent of drafted Wright State players in 2019. 3-1, bounced up the first base line and foul. Pereira still warming down in the pen for Peoria. 3-2 from Gregg to Gray. Jair Camargo in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. As Gregg kicks and fires. Gray sends a ball out towards left center field. This is fairly deep. Back on it is Jones. He's looking up. Bombs away. Seth Gray with his second home run here of 2022, going the opposite way. And it's 4-0 Cedar Rapids. Very well struck by Seth. 96 miles an hour off the bat. 398 feet of distance for home run number two here of the season for Seth Gray. Gray with his 12th RBI of the season. Jair looks at ball one inside. Gray has driven in three today, a multi-hit game as well now for Seth. This ball too high on Camargo. Two balls and no strikes on the way here to Jair. Already one for two with a single today. Lined back. Count goes to two balls and a strike. And a really nice play by a fan down there off the ricochet. Two and one. Now this ball bounced towards third and foul. Count running even two and two. For Gray, that is his seventh multi-hit game of the season. His sixth two-hit game. He has one three-hit affair as well. It's a season-high three RBI for Seth Gray. Two balls and two strikes, Logan Gregg here to Jair Camargo. Right-hander kicks and goes. Camargo sends a ball very high out to very deep left field. Bombs away. What a shot by Jair Camargo, nearly leaving the park here in Peoria. 401 feet, back-to-back jacks for Gray and Camargo. That ball just about left the ballpark here at Dozier Field. An absolute bomb off the tower, off the bat. 401 feet of distance. Home run number five of the season for Jair. It's his 12th RBI. And that might be it here for Logan Gregg. Patrick Anderson having a conversation with him. He'll take the ball, give him a pat on the back. And Wilfredo Pereira will be the new man in, the first back-to-back jack for the Colonels this season. Gray and Camargo with back-to-back solo home runs to chase Logan Gregg. We'll be back here in the sixth. 5-0 Colonels right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Wilfredo Pereira comes in to pitch here for the Peoria Chiefs in the top half of the sixth. Back-to-back home runs for the Colonels, Seth Gray and Jair Camargo. So Wander Javier takes strike one on the outside corner. Back-to-back homers make it 5-0 Cedar Rapids. Camargo with that solo shot. Gray, his second of the year. Jair's fifth, 2022. The 0-1 just inside. One ball and one strike here to Wander Javier. Javier from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Now Javier unloads on a ball. Very, very deep and very, very foul. Did that get onto the street? It hit the parking lot on a hop on the Caterpillar, not Dozier Park, on the Caterpillar. Two out towards deep center field. Antico looking up at the wall. Is that gone? It looked like it might have been above the line, and it was. Bombs away. Three straight home runs here for Cedar Rapids in the sixth. Just clearing that very high center field wall, 418 feet off the bat of Wander Javier, and the Colonels lead 6-0 here over Peoria. Wander with his second home run of the season, RBI number 8. It's 6-0 Cedar Rapids, and the Colonels have gone back to back to back. Solari takes ball one downstairs here from Pereira. Count goes to 1-0 here from the right-hander. Solari takes ball two down and in. Three straight home runs for Cedar Rapids, making it 6-0. Colonels on top here in Peoria. Solari with a line shot up the middle, backhanded on a hop by Hernandez. He'll have to hurry, and his throw is in time to get the speedy Solari racing up that first base line. So the home run streak ends at three straight at bats for the Colonels. And now Will Holland will dig in. This is the first time that the Colonels have gone back to back to back since May 30th of 2018. When Jose Miranda, Jacob Pearson, and Robbie Wynn went yard in three straight at bats against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers back on May 30th of 2018. Ball one low on Will Holland. Wilfredo Pereira kicks and deals. He misses down and away, now 2-0. Now that game is actually also the last time where the Colonels had four home runs in an inning, as Akil Padu a little bit later, after that run of three straight homers was ended, Akil Padu had a home run of his own. 2-0 fouled off by Holland. Now two balls and a strike. Good hitter's count here for a guy who also possesses quite a bit of power here in Will Holland. Woo! Head high as Holland ducks away from it. Count goes to 3-1. That's one way to get a guy off the plate. Show him 93, literally at the eyes. Three balls and one strike from Pereira to Will Holland. Ball four down and in. And that will turn the order back over to Anthony Prado, who is 1-for-3 today with a couple of strikeouts and a single. Colonels going back to back to back here in the sixth. It's a 6-0 lead for Cedar Rapids. Anthony Prado here for CR, single. Ball one down and in. 10 hits for Cedar Rapids today. The lineup is starting to heat up. 1-0 here from Pereira. Long outside on the breaking ball, now 2-0. Solari on second, Holland at first. Pereira ready, he'll kick and go. Called strike one on the edge. 15 pitches, 8 strikes for Pereira here out of the bullpen. On in relief of Logan Gregg. This extended break between innings, kind of assume more and more that Rozek's day is done, as Prado laces a foul ball into the Colonel's dugout and nearly takes Melvi Acosta with it. Melvi's got a comfortable little spot on a folding chair, far end of the dugout, and that foul ball nearly caught him. Two balls and two strikes here to Anthony Prado. Grounded up the middle, racing over his chambers. He slides and it gets through him, as that'll bleed into center. It's a base hit for Prado, who also takes a tumble at first. Going ahead to third is Will Holland, as Solari, or pardon, as Jefferson Morales will now step in here for Cedar Rapids. Anthony Prado with that single.
Now at number two, Jefferson Morales.
Morales stepping in here. And now the first offering to Jefferson is fouled off at the third base line. An opportunity here for Jefferson Morales with men on the corners. Jefferson pops us up our way and out of play. Colonels with three runs here in the inning. Right-hander Pereira here from the stretch, kicks and goes, missing high. Here on Jefferson. Right-hander kicks and goes, and that ran in and hit Morales. So the bases will be full now here for our Cedar Rapids. And we'll see how much more damage the Colonels can do. Here in the frame is Edwin Moreno will pop out of the dugout to go chat with his right-hander Pereira. Looks like the Chiefs will have out in the bullpen. After that hit by pitch loads them up, Christian Encarnacio at Strand will have an opportunity to bat with the bases loaded. Here in the sixth as Moreno chats with Pereira. Pereira has come in. He allowed a home run to the first batter he faced in Wander Javier. Then a sharp ground out, a walk, a single, and a hit batsman. Here comes Christian Encarnacio in Strand. 370 hitter here on the season. Today he's 1-for-3 with a single. Encarnacio in Strand, 27 RBI. He was the April Midwest League Player of the Month. Pereira coming set here against Encarnacio in Strand. The first offering misses low and outside on the breaking ball, 1-0. Slide piece there from Pereira. 1-0 here to Encarnacio and Strand, a dangerous hitter. Gary Jr. in the on-deck circle. Now Christian lines a base hit up the middle. That'll score Holland. Prado racing around third, and he will score as well. It's a two-run single for Christian Encarnacio and Strand. The Colonels have plated five here in the sixth inning. It is 8-0 Cedar Rapids. Morales to second, Encarnacio and Strand with RBI number 28 and 29. A two RBI day for Encarnacio and Strand, another multi-hit game for the Colonels corner infielder. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr. will bat with men on first and second and two away. 11 hits today for Cedar Rapids. First offering to Willie Joe, fouled straight back 0-1. For Christian Encarnacio and Strand, make it 13 multi-hit games now this season. That's a lot. 29 RBI. The 0-1 called strike two of the letters here to Willie Joe. Pereira leading in, 8-0 Cedar Rapids, a five spot here in the sixth. Pereira ready. And the 0-2 on the way here to Willie Joe. Outside, ball one. It's a right-hander up in the pen for the Peoria Chiefs. Looks to be Leonardo Taveras. 1-2. Called strike three. Willie Joe takes a fastball in the letters for strike three and out number three. Cedar Rapids goes back to back to back. Three straight homers. Then a two-run single by Encarnacio and Strand. Greg Camargo and Javier all go deep. We move on to the home half of six. Bobby Malacky into pitch for the Colonels. When we return, it is 8 Colonels Baseball Network.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky will toe the rubber out here for Cedar Rapids in the home half of six. The Colonels up 8-0 on Peoria. Gray, Camargo, and Javier going back to back to back in that last half inning. Then a little bit later, Encarnacion Strand with a two-run single, making it 8-0 at Colonels. Ball one down low here to Zane Richardson as Bobby Malacky comes in to relieve Aaron Rozak. There's the strike. And right back in with a fastball on the outer half. One and one here from Bobby. Colonel's right-hander kicks and deals and just misses the outside corner. They're on the little cutter at 84 from Bobby. Malacky 6'2", 210 pounds. Ouch. The 2-1 fouled off of Camargo, who ends up falling down onto his backside. He'll take a breath. I don't know where he wore that one. Randy Yang will come over. It might have caught Jair in the mask, and now Brian Dinkelman will come out as well just to check on Camargo. Colonels have already had to make one defensive change here today. It was after Aaron Sabato was ejected after saying nothing. Camargo chatting with Randy Yang and Brian Dinkelman. Argo shaking his head a little bit. He's upright. He's on his feet. Standing there chatting with Randy. Randy and Jair finishing up their conversation. And Jair will stay in. So he'll pop back into a squat. Two balls and two strikes now here on Zane Richardson from Bobby Malacky. Reached down on it, poked toward second, and a leaping try by Soleri. He can't reel it in. That'll be a single into center. Off the bat is Zane Richardson. Just his third hit of the season, and the leadoff man is on here against Bobby Malacky. Malacky 6'2", 210 pounds from Lake Havasu City in Arizona. This season he has pitched in eight games. He's 2-0 with three holds, a 0.68 ERA for Malacky. Just one earned run in 13 and a third innings of work. 15 strikeouts to two walks. 188 opposing average. First pitch fastball down and in. 1-0, and actually that looked like the changeup from Malacky. Pretty firm though on Antico. For Aaron Rozak, his line is final today. Colonel's left-hander going five innings. Three hits, no walks, no runs, and nine strikeouts. A runner moving, swing and a miss. Jair has the ball pop out of his glove. A fire of frustration, throw to second. Richardson has stopped, or had stopped, between first and second. And then after Camargo had the ball pop out of his glove, he kept moving. So it's a stolen base for Richardson as the count goes to 1-1 here on Mike Antico. And now a runner in scoring position with none down here for Peoria. Time called by Jair. He'll go out and chat with Malacky. Bobby is the son of former big leaguer Bob Malacky. One ball, one strike. From Bobby Malacky to Mike Antico, who's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today. Rosa can't him eating out of his hand. 1-1 popped up behind home plate. Jair racing towards the backstop, and that'll land out of play. 1-2 now from Malacky to Antico. The crowd is a little bit rambunctious tonight. It's a thirsty Thursday in Peoria. I saw $2 sodas, $2 canned beers, $4 draft. Probably accounts for a little bit of the rambunctiousness today. The 1-2, sit down. Antico chasing the high fastball at 95. There's that. Colonels have struck out 10 batters today. Mac Chambers will stride into the batter's box. Cedar Rapids entering play today. Easily the best pitching staff from top to bottom in the Midwest League. They have the second best ERA in all of minor league baseball at 2.77 coming in. First pitch is a strike in the inside corner there from Malacky on the changeup. Entering play, the Colonels have the best ERA in the Midwest League, the most strikeouts in the league, and the lowest opposing batting average. Ball one outside. They've issued the fewest walks per nine. They have the best whip in the league. First in the league in K-to-walk ratio, and they have the lowest opponent on base percentage in OPS. 1-1, big swing and a miss. They had a filthy curveball from Malacky. Now 1-2 here to Mac Chambers. Basically, it's more of a matter of what don't the Colonels lead the league in here this season when it comes to pitching. One ball and two strikes. Malacky looking for back-to-back punch-up. So kick and go. Popped up left side and out of play. It is a deep, deep pitching staff as well for Cedar Rapids. Lots of talent in the starting rotation. Lots of talent in the bullpen. 1-2 from Malacky. Grounded towards the right side. Solari with a beautiful backhand stop, and then it kicks out of his glove. On the transfer, it looked like Al couldn't get that ball into his throwing hand, and we'll see if that scored as a hit or an error on Solari. It was a ranging play to his right. Unable to get that ball out. Try and put away Chambers. And they will give Chambers a single for it. Would have been a really tough play for Solari, which makes sense that that would be a single. Malacky here to Antonini. The first pitch down and in for a ball. 1-0. A look around the rest of the Midwest League. West Michigan defeated Beloit 13-3. Lake County 2-1 over Great Lakes. Bottom eight in South Bend. It's 5-0 Fort Wayne. 1-0 here to Antonini. Popped up right side, foul ground. Encarnacion Strand over, and that'll land out of play. The hit bounces off of a seat right into the glove of Encarnacion Strand, who holds it up and says, hey, look, I caught it, right? Yep. Nope. Okay. So send it back into the crowd. The count going to 1-1. Dayton and Lansing are tied at 3 in the eighth inning. Wisconsin took the lead against Quad Cities, 3-2. Top of 7 in Davenport. Antonini broke his bat on that. Take a long walk back towards the dugout, or towards the batter's box after getting a new bat from the dugout. Man on the corners with one down here against Malacky. One ball and one strike. The runner on first moving. Pitch misses high. Jair's throw down to second is not caught by Javier. Wander had it pop out of his glove. The throw beat the runner, but because Wander didn't catch the ball, Chambers will get a stolen base out of it. The count goes to 2-1 here on Antonini. Chambers, that is his fourth stolen base of the year. Richardson on third, Chambers on second, two balls and a strike from Malacky. Wave and a miss, now 2-2. Change up there at 83. Malacky ready to go, two balls and two strikes. And time is called. Santanini steps out. Richardson on third, Chambers on second, two men out there with one down. 2-2 here from Malacky. Sit down. He freezes Antonini on the curve. 78 dropped over there for out number two, and now LJ Jones will bat. Malacky would love to work a scoreless sixth. I think you'd expect Bobby to get two innings here today. Bobby go two, sixth and the seventh, and then I don't know, maybe Tyler Paul, Matt Mullen back. Ball one downstairs on Jones, 1-0. Kind of look up and down the roster to see who hasn't pitched in a bit. I guess Mullenbach and Palm both threw pretty recently. Both of them threw on Tuesday. 1-0 here from Malacky. Called strike one on the edge. Today could be a Cabezas day. I don't know if you'd want to burn Bentley here in this game. Especially tomorrow, you're looking at a McGreevy-Povich matchup. That's going to be a low-scoring affair. 1-1, Jones sends this out towards center, straight away for Holland, who comes in, puts a glove up, and pockets it for out number three. Bobby Malacky works around a couple of base hits. We move on to the seventh. 8-0, Cedar Rapids, Gray, Camargo, and Javier right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of seven here on the way for us in Peoria. Jairo Rodriguez having to hustle a little bit to get to the first base coach's box. So he'll get there in time for Gray to get this at-bat underway. Top of seven. Here in Peoria, Wilfredo Pereira back on the hill. Gray with a couple of hits today. She takes strike one at the knees. Seth Gray, two for three. Three RBI for Gray, a two-run double, and a solo home run. The 0-1 off the plate now, one ball and a strike. Top of seven, Cedar Rapids with eight runs on 11 hits, no errors and five left on. Peoria, no runs on five hits, no errors, and they have left on four. 1-1 fouled straight back now. One ball and two strikes to Seth Gray. Gray, the DH today for Cedar Rapids. Pereira here from the stretch. He'll kick and go. Swing and a foul. And actually, no, not a foul ball. It just kicked off of Richardson, I guess, is... He'll throw down to first. It's bobbled by Francisco, but Gray had already been long gone, walking back towards the dugout. First out here, the seventh recorded by way of a strikeout, and here's Jair Camargo. Camargo digging in here for Cedar Rapids. Wilfredo Pereira here from the stretch. Kick and go. Strike one on the outside corner. Final line score for the right-hander, Logan Gregg. The Peoria Chiefs starter is in line for the loss as he goes 5 1/3, eight hits, five runs, all of them earned. He walked one, struck out nine. Strike two to Jair on the inside corner. The change up there from Pereira. 0-2 on the way here from Wilfredo. Big swing and a miss by Jair. He strikes out on the fastball up in the zone. Back-to-back punch outs now for Pereira. For the Colonels on the hitting side of things, really, really good games. Five players have multi-hit games for the Colonels here today. Prado is 2 for 4. Christian Encarnacio and Strand, 2 for 4. Gray, Camargo, and Javier each with two hits today. Wander, 2 for 3. She takes strike one at the knees. Javier homered in his last at-bat. Solo shot to dead center. 0-1 inside now, 1-1. The third multi-hit game of the season. One ball and one strike here from Pereira. Now Wander sends a ball out towards right center field. Antico moving to his left, and he'll make the grab in left center and right center for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of seven. Time to stretch here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It's Cedar Rapids 8, Peoria nothing here in Peoria.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Home half of seven here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Matt Chamberlain, Thomas Francisco, and Francisco Hernandez to face right-hander Bobby Malacky in the home half of seven. It's Bobby getting ready to go. He'll kick and fire. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner. 0-1 here to Chamberlain. A look around the rest of the Minnesota Twins organization as Cedar Rapids here leads 8-0 over Peoria. Ball one on Chamberlain, 1-1. Fort Myers and Palm Beach were rained out today. The doubleheader tomorrow. Big swing and a miss at the high fastball. 1-2 now to Chamberlain. One ball, two strikes. Malacky ready to go. Here for Cedar Rapids. He'll kick and fire. Up high and away now, 2-2. Wichita leads Northwest Arc in the home half of the fifth. 2-2. Cutter buried downstairs there from Malacky. Little run the count full here on Matt Chamberlain. Payoff pinch now here from Malacky. Just missed outside. A rare walk. Issued here by Bobby Malacky. Put Chamberlain aboard to lead off the seventh. Spencer Steer with a solo home run for Wichita. They're playing down in Arkansas today. Steer is 1-for-2 with that solo home run, a walk, and two-run score. Matt Warner with another double and a couple of RBI. First offering here from Malacky. Francisco lines the ball out towards left. Jefferson back. He leaps and makes the grab for out number one. A nice play there by Jefferson Morales. Moving back into his right to reel that ball in. Francisco Hernandez, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, will step in.
Now batting the second base, number three, Francisco Hernandez.
Would you be surprised, fans, if I told you that Edward Julian had two more walks today? It's ball one low from Malacky to Francisco Hernandez. Louis Varland for Wichita, 4-1/3, three hits, no walks, five strikeouts so far in scoreless work. 1-0 grounded up the middle, and that's through for a base hit. Francisco Hernandez with a single. Will Holland comes up throwing, and he throws wildly to no one in particular as Bobby Malacky will race back to the mound and pick up that baseball. Wander was cutting to third. Solari was kind of standing a little bit to the right of second base. And Will Holland picked up that baseball and said, well, I'll throw it between him and see what happens. Chamberlain does indeed stay in second, though, on that play. So it's more of just one of those goofy-looking plays that don't amount to anything. Noah Medlinger steps in, one down in the seventh. The first offering from Malachi is fouled away. 0-1 here to Medlinger. St. Paul Saints fell today to Columbus, 7-4. Jermaine Palacios had a three-hit game, 3-for-5 with a couple RBI and a run score. 0-1, low and outside, one ball and one strike. Take that back, Jermaine Palacios had a two-hit game. 2-for-4. One ball and one strike from Malachi to Noah Medlinger. This ball lifted down the left field line. Jefferson moving to his right. Towards foul third for out number two. So that'll retire Noah Medlinger, and Zane Richardson will bat with two men aboard and two down. Richardson entering play today, still looking for his first run driven in of the season. So far, no runs yet for Peoria. Malachi misses outside on the fastball at 96. Bobby has ramped that fastball up to 96 a couple of times tonight. 1-0 here to Richardson. High and tight now, 2-0. Malachi hasn't been extremely sharp today. It's like Miguel Rodriguez is warming down to the pin for the Colonels. 2-0. Called strike one at the knees. Pretty nice frame job there by Camargo. Getting that spot for Malachi at the knees. Two balls and a strike now on Richardson. Half swing. Jair asked for a new baseball. Count goes to 3-1. No bite by Richardson at that last pitch. Malachi struggled a little bit here in this relief appearance. 1 2/3 scoreless. He's had to work around some base runners. 3-1, ball four upstairs. Malachi issues a walk to Richardson. And now Mikey Antico will bat with the bases loaded and two down here in the seventh. Richard Salazar will come out of the Colonel's dugout. So he'll go out to chat with Bobby Malachi. The bases are loaded here for Peoria. The Colonels so far have extended their streak without allowing an earned run to 37 straight innings. 37 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run here for the Colonels. Currently shutting out Peoria 8-0 here tonight. Colonels do have their own fair share of shutouts here this season. Home plate umpire will go break up the meeting on the mound. Salazar chatting with Malachi, and now he'll have a little chat with Justin Juska. Here in 2022, Colonels have four shutouts. They've yet to be shut out this season. I think tomorrow you get the sense that there's going to be a pretty good pitching matchup. Michael McGreevy going for the Chiefs. He was a first-round pick of St. Louis last year. And Kate Povich, the rising star in the Twins system. Malachi's first offering here to Antico is a strike in the inner half. Fastball at 94. Two guys who both will be featured often this season, with McGreevy and Povich going tomorrow. The 0-1 for Malachi. Up high at 96, 1-1. We mentioned Miguel Rodriguez down in the pen for the Colonels. One and one from Malacky. Antico pops us up out of play left side. Prado giving chase. That will indeed get out of play. One ball and one strike from Bobby Malacky. Looks like Miguel is ready to go for Cedar Rapids. One and two. Antico reaches out and fouls away a changeup at 83. Go again at one and two. Malacky leaning on in. He dangles the right arm down. Gives a nod. Glove to the belt. Now he'll go on the 1-2. Sit down. Malacky strikes out Antico. 96. Climbing the ladder. And a big cut and a miss. Sends us to the 8. Still 8-0. Cedar Rapids shutting out Peoria. Make it now 29 innings without allowing an unearned run. Or an earned run here for the Colonels pitching staff. So Larry Holland and Prado when we come back.
Everybody loves two for the price of one. Every Friday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, all 16-ounce draft and canned beer and 20-ounce bottled soda and water are buy one, get one free. Two for one Fridays. Every Friday home game at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Hey, fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of 8 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Solari, Holland, and Prado to face the right-hander Wilfredo Pereira here in the top half of the 8 as Solari swings through the first pitch fastball up in the strike zone, 0-1. Here from Pereira to Solari. Right-hander at the ready. He'll kick and deal. Now this ball chopped towards the left side, backhanded by Chambers. He'll throw over to first in time for out number 1. 6-3 on that ground out to put out Alaric Solari. Will Holland now here for the Colonels, 0-2 today. Strikeout, a flyout, and a walk. A look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard here today. Some final scores already. The Twins lost both their games. Their completion of yesterday's game, 11-3. And then in game 2, 5-0. Both those games to the Astros. Ball one downstairs, 1-0. The A's beat the Tigers, 5-3. Orioles over the Cardinals, 3-2. Holland fouls away the 1-0. Now one ball and one strike. The Reds, 4-0 over the Pirates today. How about Cincinnati? I think they've won 5 of 6, something like that. One ball and a strike here to Will Holland. Inside now, 2-1. The Mets over the Nationals, 4-1. The Yankees lead the White Sox 5-3 in the Windy City. That's in the fourth inning. And then home half of 4 in Texas, the Rangers up 1-0 on the Royals. Strike 2, Holland not happy as he'll hop around a little bit, smack the dirt with his bat. Will's got to be careful. Jessica's already shown a quick hook, throwing out Sabato for far less than what Holland just displayed after that. Called strike two. 2-2, Will Holland tags the ball out to deep left center field. Antico racing back towards the alley, towards the wall. He leaps. Did he reel it in? No, he didn't. That ends up on the base of the wall. Holland around second, feet first with a triple. Antico ends up pinning the ball up against the wall. It's a one-out triple for Will Holland. The Colonels have a man 90 feet from scoring. 97 off the bat. Therefore, Will Holland, he put a charge into that baseball. His first triple of the season, and that'll bring up Anthony Prado, the man out there, and one down. Mentioned Miguel Rodriguez up in the pen for the Colonels. First offering from Pereira, misses up high. Now, I'm genuinely curious about this. Why is Peoria playing their infield in right now in an 8-0 ball game in the eighth inning? 1-0 up high on Prado, 2-0. At this point, you're basically inviting a single ripped through a vacated spot that would have been played by a defense that wasn't brought in. 2-0, there's strike one on the outside corner to Prado. Chambers, Hernandez, Francisco, all playing in. Mendlinger even with the bag over at third. Two balls and a strike. Prado swings through the fastball now, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes from Pereira to Prado. Right-hander Pereira ready. He'll kick and deal. Down and away, and it skips away from Richardson. Holland will fly home, and it's 9-0 Cedar Rapids. A wild pitch gives the Colonels a 9-0 lead. And now the infield will play normal depth. Three balls and two strikes to Prado here from Wilfredo Pereira. Jefferson Morales on deck here for Cedar Rapids. Prado gets underneath the one, skies it into center. Antico coming in, and he'll make the grab for out number two. Prado flying out, and now Jefferson Morales here for Cedar Rapids. Pereira at 50 pitches out of the bullpen here.
Now batter number two, Jefferson Morales.
Jefferson Morales, one for two. He's been on base three times today. He's drawn a walk, single. He's also been hit by a pitch. Wilfredo Pereira here from the stretch. First pitch, ripped foul. And that'll come at the expense of a bat for Morales. He's knocked the barrel into the grass, so point to the dugout. He says, hey, I need a new bat. Cade Povich, I think, will help him out. Sean Schlechter helping out that transaction as well. Morales will put some more pine tar on the bat. No, he doesn't want that stick of pine tar. Now he's got the one that he wants. Jefferson will walk back to the batter's box. 0-1 here to Morales. Playing left field today for the Colonels and continuing his very hot month of May. Fouls away the 0-1, now 0-2 here to Jefferson. Peoria will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the eighth inning. Colonels have not allowed an earned run in their last 28 innings of work. The 0-2 cut on through. There goes Morales, and we move along to the home half of eight. Cedar Rapids adds a run. Holland triples and then scores on a wild pitch. We'll be back in a bit. Chambers, Antonini, and Jones, 9-0. Cedar Rapids, home half of eight.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola fanáticos, soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernel Baseball New World.
Colonels will hand the ball off to Miguel Rodriguez here in the home half of the eighth inning as they look to continue their stretch of innings without an earned run allowed. That streak now to 28 frames without an earned run given out upstairs to Mac Chambers. 1-0 to the Peoria Chiefs shortstop. 9-0 Cedar Rapids. Ball game out of hand. 1-0, chopped foul. One ball and a one strike. Miguel Rodriguez, the right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, 23 years old. He was signed as an international free agent back in 2017 by the Minnesota Twins. 1-1 here from Miguel. Wave and a miss. There's a little cutter from Miguel. Features a fastball, a changeup, and a slider cutter thing. One ball, two strikes here from the right-hander. Miguel kicks and goes. Way down and in. And the changeup at 87. Rodriguez this season, 7 appearances. He is 1-0. One hold. 2.53 ERA over 10 2/3 innings of work. 9 strikeouts to 4 walks. 2-2 here from Rodriguez. Sit down. He puts away Mac Chambers with the fastball way up in the zone at 93. A big hack and a miss. There's the first down to the eighth. Miguel has a punch out, and Aaron Antonini will bat. Miguel has been far better against righties than lefties this year. Lefties hitting him at 0.67. Lefties at 3.33, and it'll be two lefties and a righty to face Rodriguez here in the eighth. First offering here to Antonini, popped up behind home plate. Jair giving it a look, and that ball will land out of play. Count goes to 0-1. No balls and a strike. Jair Camargo pointing to something. I don't know what. It's like maybe a piece of equipment, maybe a baseball behind home plate. Yeah, a baseball behind home plate. I don't know where that baseball came from. 0-1 from Miguel Rodriguez. Right-hander kicks and goes. Down and in, one ball and a strike to Antonini. Denny Bentley is standing up in the Colonel's bullpen right now. He's holding a baseball. He's not throwing a baseball to anyone, though. 1-1 fouled away. Now one ball and two strikes from Miguel Rodriguez. I'm sure Bentley probably chomping at the bit to get into a ball game. 1-2 here from Miguel. Half swing and a miss. You bet he did. Another punch out here for the Colonel's pitching staff. Rodriguez enters and gets two quick strikeouts. LJ Jones will bat now here for Peoria. Colonels have struck out the Chiefs 14 times. Scattered 6 hits. Cedar Rapids on their end with 12 hits today. LJ Jones digs in. First offering to Jones is clobbered. Oh my, is that baseball out of here. Slider that hung, and LJ Jones deposited it out onto the plaza in deep left center field. There goes the streak without an earned run for the Colonels on LJ Jones. Teeing off on his first home run of 2022. Jones makes it a 9-1 Colonels lead. And Matt Chamberlain will bat against Miguel. Chamberlain, one for two with a single, a strikeout, and a walk. And now Denny Bentley will start to throw. Miguel kicks and fires. Called strike one. And you know, this might just be a spot, too, where, like, you might want to just get Bentley into a game, right? You don't want to assume that you're going to need him tomorrow. You do have a good amount of arms available for tomorrow's game. There's ball one high and tight on Chamberlain. Best case scenario, you'd rather let Miguel try and get two innings today. One and one here from Rodriguez. Called strike two. Change up at 88 there on Chamberlain. One ball and two strikes here from Miguel Rodriguez. Just misses down and in. Thought he had that spot with the slider at 88. Chamberlain one for two. He's reached base in his last two at-bats, a single and then a walk. Two and two here from Miguel. Down and in, three and two. Ball skips away from Camargo. 3-4 and 5 for the Colonels in the ninth. Encarnacion, Strand, Gary Jr., and Gray. Payoff pitch here from Rodriguez. Checked his swing. They appeal down, and no, he did not go. It's ball four. Rodriguez couldn't get him to bite the slider down and in. It's a free pass here with two down. We'll put a man on for Thomas Francisco. Denny Bentley still up in the Colonel's pen. Thomas Francisco 0-for-3 today. Fly out, another fly out, and then a line drive. Lined out to left in his last at bat. Fastball just misses down and in at 93. 1-0 here from Miguel. Chamberlain off of first. Rodriguez ready here on the 1-0. High and tight now, 2-0. 18 pitches, 9 strikes for Miguel. For Rodriguez this season, 4 of his 7 appearances coming into play had been scoreless. 2-0. Francisco lifts a ball out towards shallow center. Wander Javier back. 2 feet into the outfield grass. He'll make the squeeze with two hands for out number three, and we move along to the ninth. Colonels lead by 8, and L.J. Jones' solo home run makes it an 8-run game. Encarnacion, Strand, Gary Jr., and Seth Gray. Cedar Rapids looking to tack on some more when we come back.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Christian Encarnacion Strand will lead things off here in the ninth. Cedar Rapids leading 9-1 over Peoria. A solo home run by LJ Jones. in the home half of the eighth as a new right-hander comes in. Leonardo Taveras kicks and goes, and the first pitch fouled off the catcher, Zane Richardson, who slides down to his right a little bit. He'll take a breather. Leonardo Taveras into pitch here for the Peoria Chiefs. This season, the Dominican right-hander, 6'4", 200.29 ERA. Seven innings of work, 11 strikeouts, four walks. The Peoria Chiefs trainer coming out to chat with Zane Richardson to make sure he's still okay. Padden Evelyn's out to chat with Richardson along with Patrick Anderson. They're agreeing that Zane is all right, so Richardson will stay in the game here. 0-1 the count on Encarnacion and Strand from Leonardo Taveras. Christian Diggs back in, 2-for-4 today. Back-to-back multi-hit games. He's 5 for his last 8 at the plate here for Cedar Rapids. 0-1 down and in now, 1 ball and a strike. He had 3 hits yesterday, 2 today. Boy, when Christian has a one-hit game, it almost feels like a disappointment sometimes. 1 ball and 1 strike here from Taveras. Fouled back, 97 up in the zone. Coming after Encarnacion Strand with the heat. Topping out at 98. 1-2 here from Taveras. Wave and a miss. They had a very good slider. Encarnacion Strand is down on strikes, and that'll bring up Willie Joe Gary Jr. 0 for 2 today with a couple of strikeouts after being brought into the ballgame after Sabato was ejected. Willie Joe batting from the left side of the plate here for Cedar Rapids. Taveras ready. He rocks and goes. There's ball 1 downstairs, 1-0. Taveras led the Peoria Chiefs with 41 appearances last year. 207 batting average against. 1-0. Down and in now, 2-0. Taveras is from La Vega in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 here to Willie Joe. Taveras kicks and goes. Called strike 1 on the edge. Fastball at 97. Seth Gray in the on-deck circle. He's got a multi-hit game for the Colonels. Seems like multi-hit games aplenty today for Cedar Rapids. 12 hits in all. Willie Joe looks at ball 2 down and in. For Cedar Rapids, Prado, Encarnacion Strand, Gray, Camargo, and Javier each have multi-hit games. 2-1 here to Willie Joe. Called strike 2 on the outside corner, now 2-2. Willie Joe looking back after that. He asks for time. He'll readjust the batting gloves. The very top of the zone there at 96. Taveras ready here on the 2-2. Fouled back our way. Two and two. Again here from Taveras to Willie Jill. Right-hander at the ready. He'll kick and go. Ball 3 upstairs. And a slider from Taveras. And make that ball 4. Willie Joe Gary Jr. reaches on the walk. Now Seth Gray will bat. 2-for-4 with a solo home run, a 2-run double. And a couple of strikeouts today. So man on first for Seth. First offering down and in. Blocked well by Richardson, 1-0. Wisconsin all over Quad Cities now tonight, 10-2. So it doesn't look like the Colonels will be able to extend their lead in the division. 1-0. Up high now, 2-0. Dayton, however, did lose today. They got walked off by Lansing on a walk-off grand slam. 2-0 here to Grant. Inside now 3-0. Joe Gary over at first. Was walked. Three balls and no strikes from Tavares here to Seth Gray. Trying to avoid back-to-back free passes. And he misses downstairs with a fastball at 97. And it is indeed back-to-back walks issued here by Tavares. Now Jair Camargo will bat. Jair Camargo digging on in here for the Colonels. Aberdeen won today, so the Colonels won't have the best record in minor league baseball. They'll still have the best record in the Midwest League, though, thanks to that Dayton loss. That is, of course, assuming the Colonels hang on here tonight. Three more outs to get, already leading by 8. 0-1. I think it 1-0 actually here to Camargo. Lined up the middle, and that'll bleed through for a base hit. They will wave Willie Joe around third. Heading to third base is Gray. It's an RBI single for Jair Camargo. He has a 3-hit game, and Cedar Rapids leads 10-1. Willie Joe scoring, Gray to third, 10-1 Colonels. Now Wander Javier will bat. Camargo now has driven in 2 runs today. It's part of his 3-hit game. Bumps his total to 13 runs batted in. Wander takes ball 1 inside. Javier 2-for-4. A single and a solo home run, extending his on-base streak even further for the Colonels. 1-0, now Javier blasts a ball deep out to left center field, and Tico looking up, bombs away. It's a 3-run shot for Wander Javier. And Cedar Rapids leads 13-1 over Peoria. It's the second home run today for Wander. His 3rd of the season. Cedar Rapids leading 13-1. What a shot there off the bat of Wander Javier out to deep left center field. Javier with his first multi-home run game of the season. 5 RBI tonight for Wander. That pushes his total to 12 this year. Ball 1 downstairs on Solari, 1-0. Tavares here from the stretch. Rocks and goes. Big swing and a miss now. 1-1 to Al Solari. How about Wander Javier here tonight? 3-for-5. 2 runs scored. 5 RBI. 4 spot in the ninth here for the Colonels. 1-1. High and tight now. 2-1. Tavares getting roughed up here tonight. 22 pitches. 9 strikes. 13-1 Cedar Rapids, 13 runs on 14 hits. Solari, a big swing and a miss now, 2-2. Still just 1 down here in the ninth. Javier with a 3-run homer, his 2nd home run of the ball game. 2-2. Big wave and a miss, and down goes Solari. 0-for-5 now tonight. Now Will Hollins. 1-for-3 with a triple, a walk, and a run scored. I think 2 runs scored for Holland today. Wander Javier with his 5 RBI game, the 3-hit game as well for Wander. That bumps his average up to 194 here this season. Holland takes strike 1. No balls and a strike from Leonardo Tavares. Right-hander kicks and fires. Strike 2 in the outside corner at 97. Two down, top of 9. Denny Bentley is still throwing in the Colonel's pen. 0-2. Holland swings and tips it into the mitt of Richardson, and the Colonels are out of the ninth. But not before Wander Javier adds to the damage with a 3-run homer. 4 runs in the frame. for the Colonels. They lead 13-1. Denny Bender in the ninth. The Colonels will give their closer the ball and a chance to get a little bit of mop-up work here in the ninth, leading by 12.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Denny Bentley, and you are listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of nine here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is 13-1. Cedar Rapids all over Peoria here tonight. A four-run top half of the ninth inning for Cedar Rapids. Wander Javier with a three-run homer. His second home run of the game, up to five RBI tonight. And the Colonels are all over the Peoria Chiefs. There's strike one on the inside corner as Denny Bentley comes in to pitch for the Colonels. Their closer hasn't pitched in a little bit. His last outing back on May 7th. So he'll get an opportunity to get an inning here tonight. 0-1, cut on through there on a fastball at 93. 0-2 from Denny Bentley. Denny from Williamstown, New Jersey. Played his college ball at Howard College in Big Spring, Texas. 0-2, half swing, they appeal down. Yes, he did, as Jair will apply the tag on Hernandez. There's out number two, or out number one, rather. Wouldn't that be nice? One batter, one strikeout for Bentley, and one away now for Noah Mettlinger.
Now batter number four, Noah Mettlinger,
the left-handed stick for the Peoria Chiefs, 0-3 today. Strikeout and a couple of flyouts. Bentley shoots the outside corner with strike one. I think you like the way that Bentley is working here. Quickly, efficiently in the strike zone. 0-1 here from Denny. Down and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Denny Bentley ready here from the stretch on Noah Mettlinger. Down and away now, 2-1. Bentley this season with a 3.38 ERA, two saves and three opportunities. 2-1, tap past the mound. Bentley racing over. It'll be picked up bare hand by Christian. He shovels with the bare hand onto Bentley, but it will not be in time. Mettlinger legs out that infield single. Man is on first base here for Peoria. Couple of holds as well for Bentley. He's 1-1 this season. 20 strikeouts to just two walks over 13 and a third. .196 opposing batting average for Bentley. Infield single for Mettlinger. The Colonels will not hold him on. This 12-run lead. There's strike one on the inside corner to Mettlinger. Pardon to Richardson. 91 on the inside corner from Denny Bentley. Ready here on the 0-1. This ball lined out towards left, and that'll get down for a base hit with the Colonels playing no doubles defense. Mendlinger ahead to second. Back-to-back singles here with one down off of Bentley. Mike Antico now 0 for 4. Three with four strikeouts here today.
Now back in the center fielder, number 5, Mike Antico.
Denny Bentley towing up the rubber here for Cedar Rapids, trying to find a way to get out of this ball game. 13-1 Colonels. Bentley with a look back at second. He'll rock and go. Called strike one on the outside corner. And to Mike Antico. With the win here tonight, the Colonels would continue to remain in a tie for the most wins in minor league baseball. 0-1 here from Denny. This ball, a one-hopper towards third, picked up by Prado. On to Wander. Relay to Christian is not in time. It's a fielder's choice. And there's now two down here in the frame. 5-6 on that fielder's choice. Mendlinger to third. Richardson out at second. Met on the corners now with two down for Mac Chambers. Colonels with the win would improve to 22-8. Chambers digs in. Bentley kicks and goes. Strike one on the inside edge here to Chambers. Game 30 of the season for the Colonels. Bentley rocks and goes on the 0-1, down and in. You're on Mac Chambers. One ball and one strike. Here from Denny Bentley. Fouled away. Up towards the sweep to our right, and Peoria is down to their final strike. The Colonels, three runs in the fourth, five in the sixth, one in the eighth, and four more in the ninth. Four home runs as a team for Cedar Rapids here today. One ball and two strikes from Bentley with two down to Chambers. Fouled away, we'll do it all over again here at 1-2. runs, 14 hits for the Colonels. One run on 9 hits for Peoria here today. One ball and two strikes on the way from Bentley. Downstairs, burying the slider. Count runs even at 2-2. Danny Bentley looking to work a scoreless ninth inning here for the Colonels. Two balls, two strikes, time call. Rozek is looking for win number 4. Greg would take his third loss of the season. 2-2 from Bentley. Up high on a fastball at 93. No chase from Chambers. Aaron Antonini on deck. 3-ball, 2-strike offering here from Denny Bentley. Jair sending up outside. Here comes a payoff pitch. Sit down ball game. The Colonels take care of Peoria here tonight, 13-1. Four home runs. Wander Javier homers twice and drives in 5. Aaron Rozek was brilliant. The Colonels do their job here on the road, and they lock in at the very least a series split with Peoria. Cedar Rapids has now won 7 of their last 8. They've won 5 in a row. The Peoria Chiefs losing their 9th straight ball game. The Colonels, 13 runs on 14 hits, no errors and 5 left on. Peoria, 1 run on 9 hits, no errors, and they left on 10. Again, 13-1, Cedar Rapids with the win. We'll be back with your Colonels postgame report in just a bit right here on your home for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Colonels Baseball Network.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Don't miss the Kernels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Kernels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Kernels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Kernels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Kernels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Kernels, let the good times roll.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Kernels postgame show right here on the Kernels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
We're back here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Kernels postgame report. 13-1. Cedar Rapids with their biggest win of the season, a 12-run romping of the Peoria Chiefs here at Dozer Park. It was the Chiefs that got bulldozed out of here at Dozer Park. 13 runs for the Kernels on 14 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. Peoria, 1 run on 9 hits, no errors, and they left on 10 here tonight. The Kernels homer 4 times, 2 of them from Wander Javier. Boy, oh boy, was it a night for offense. Let's get you set with the scoring summary here tonight. We started in the 4th. Jefferson Morales and Christian Encarnacion Strand opened the frame with back-to-back singles. Seth Gray, a couple of hitters later, doubled them in to plate 2, then scored a couple of batters later on a Wander Javier RBI single. The Kernels will tack on a few more in the 6th as Seth Gray, Jair Camargo, and Wander Javier hit back-to-back-to-back jacks. 3 straight home runs. That was the first time since 2018 that the Kernels have gone back-to-back-to-back. Gray, Camargo, and Javier with those 3 home runs, all of them solo shots. Another couple of runs did score in that inning as well. Will Holland drew a walk. Anthony Prado singled. Then Jefferson Morales was hit by a pitch to load the bases with 2 away. Then Christian Encarnacion Strand lined a 2-run single up the middle to cap off a 5-run inning that gave the Kernels an 8-0 lead. In the 8th, Will Holland would triple off the left center field wall. He scored a couple of pitches later on a wild pitch. L.J. Jones hit a solo home run for Peoria to cut the lead to 9-1, but the Kernels did their thing. Henry Jr. walked. Seth Gray drew a walk following that Willie Joe walk. Jair Camargo singled home Willie Joe. Then Wander Javier blasted his 2nd home run of the game, a 3-run shot to deep left center field to give the Kernels their 13-1 lead. The pitching was just as good tonight for Cedar Rapids. Aaron Rozak goes 5 innings of scoreless baseball, 3 hits and no walks. He struck out 9. Bobby Malacky works around plenty of base runners, 3 hits, 2 walks, but did not allow a run in 2 innings of work, striking out 3. Miguel Rodriguez allowed a lone run on a solo home run to L.J. Jones, striking out 2 in a 8th inning of work. Then Denny Bentley worked around a couple of singles, striking out a pair in the 9th to finish things off. The Kernels ended up going on a 28-inning stretch without allowing an earned run before that L.J. Jones home run. The Kernels have just been absolutely dominant as a pitching staff. Over their last 40 frames, they have allowed just 2 earned runs. That makes for an ERA of 0.45 over their last 40 innings. That's ridiculous. This pitching staff has been so good all season long. They continue to be the best pitching staff in the Midwest League, coming into play today with the 2nd-best ERA in all of baseball. On the pitching side of things for Peoria, Logan Gregg will take the loss today. 5 1/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned. He did strike out 9 here today. Wilfredo Pereira gives up 4 earned on 4 hits and a walk, striking out 4 over 2 2/3. Leonardo Taveras with 4 runs, all of them earned on 2 hits and 2 walks, striking out 3 in the 9th. The Kernels here today, leaving 5 men on base, they did a very good job with runners in scoring position, 6 for 9 today. That is a stellar mark and exactly what you're hoping to see from this team as they try and find some more life from their offense. Well, that life has definitely been here in this series. The Kernels scored 10 runs on Tuesday, 7 yesterday, and now 13 here today. For Cedar Rapids, those 13 runs give them a new season high in runs scored, surpassing the 12 runs that they scored on opening day back on April 8th. They also hit a season-high 4 home runs here today, 2 of them from Wander Javier. Look at that Colonels box score for you here today. Wander Javier, a big, big night. 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored on those 2 homers. He also drove in 5. Jair Camargo goes 3-for-5 with a home run, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored. Seth Gray, 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored, a double, a home run, and 3 RBI. Christian Encarnacion Strand went 2-for-5 today, 2 RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. Anthony Prado, 2-for-5 with a run scored. Elsewhere, Jefferson's also hit by a pitch. Will Holland, 1-for-4, a triple, 2 runs scored. He also drew a walk. Willie Joe Gary Jr. drew a walk and scored a run here today. The Colonels, again, just tremendous, tremendous work at the plate here tonight. 13 runs on 14 hits. Aaron Rozek picking up his 4th win of the season. Greg falling to 1-3. A look around the rest of the Midwest League tonight. West Michigan 13-3 over Beloit. Lake County 2-1 over Great Lakes. Fort Wayne taking care of South Bend 5-0. The Dayton Dragons were walked off by a grand slam, falling 7-3 to the Lansing Lugnuts. And Wisconsin did indeed lock in that win over Quad Cities 10-2. So the Colonels will still hold a 2-game lead here in the West Division. Credit Wisconsin. They've continued to make things tough on the Colonels and put pressure on Cedar Rapids, encouraging the Colonels to win night in, night out. That's exactly what the Colonels have done. Winners now of 7 of their last 8. They've won 5 games in a row, and they have absolutely brought the house down here in Dozier Park, scoring double-digit runs twice in the series. They've held Peoria to just 1 earned run in the series. That came tonight in the 8th inning on that solo home run. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 154 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 154 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. Tomorrow night, we'll be back in action at 6:35 p.m. in what should be one of the best pitching matchups in the Midwest League. Kate Povich will get the ball for Cedar Rapids against Michael McGreevy of the Peoria Chiefs. Povich 2-1 on the year with a 3.32 ERA. McGreevy, the first-round pick of the Cardinals last year, 1-1 with a 2.10 earned run average. It will be a fun one tomorrow night. We'll get you set with the Colonels leadoff show right around 6:05, 6:10 tomorrow evening. Then 6:35 p.m. first pitch, the Colonels and the Chiefs in game 4 of the 6-game set. With the 13-1 win, the Colonels improved to 22-8. They're tied for the most wins in all of minor league baseball. Peoria falling to 12-18. Colonels have won 5 in a row. The Chiefs have lost 9 straight ball games. It's a season-high 13 runs for Cedar Rapids on a season-high 4 home runs. They have their 13 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and 5 left. Peoria, 1 run on 9 hits, no errors, and 10 men left on. Aaron Rozek is your winner. He improves to 4-1. Right-hander Logan Gregg. Again, we'll be back at it tomorrow, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Povich, McGreevy, you won't want to miss it. This Red Hot Colonels lineup looking to add another win to the left side column, hoping to make it a 23-8 start here in 2022. For one final time, your final is 13-1. Aaron Rozek, 9 strikeouts over 5 scoreless. Wander Javier drives in 5. He and Camargo each with 3 hit games, 4 home runs in all for the Colonels. What a night it was. 13-1 your final. And from Dozier Park here in Peoria, Illinois, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.